are you in the camp of I'm going to give out candy or I'm not?
Well, if
do you
if,
know yet?
Yeah, if they come by, but I'm not expecting anybody to come by.
Okay. No, that's true. That's true. I don't know what's going on. I don't know if some people plan to or not.
Let's put it this way. 2019, no pandemic. I got no trick-or-treaters at my door. So,
okay.
I'm not expecting anybody this year. I can't, really.
Got it.
But anyway, okay, so what can we do in the Rockford region this weekend?
All right. Well, speaking of not necessarily having trick-or-treaters at your door, there's a lot of activities and events where kids can actually dress up and go to these events and trick-or-treat. So we'll talk first about Discovery Center Museum. They're hosting today from, well, there's actually times will vary, but it's kicking off today going through until Saturday. So it's the Spooky Science Days. You can dust off your costume or put on the new one you just created. Wear it on your visit to the museum this week for some not-so-scary Halloween fun. So it's very friendly for the younger kids as well. You can concoct some slime to take home, create a creature and play monster, hide and seek. It will be a lot of fun, but they are asking that advance reservations are required, of course. And I'm sure there will be some candy to give out at this event as well.
So Andrea sends me a little sheet of all the events we're going to talk about. I'm opening the fourth wall here a little bit. On this event, you skipped over this, and I'm sad that you did. You said this. Uh-oh. This says it will be skeletons of fun.
How cute is that? How cute is that?
Look, I love puns, and I'm sad that you skipped that. So,
I thought when I read that, I was like, whoever thought of this, they're a great marketer right there.
I thought it was you. I thought you wrote these.
No, I did not.
Take the credit. Take the credit, Andrea.
Yeah, I did. I totally did. So that was really cute. But that's going on now. Also on Friday, so basically you have tons of opportunities this weekend to take the kids out. But Northeast Christian Church in Rockford on Friday, they're hosting from 5 to 7. Their drive-through trunk or treat, so it will be very, pandemic-friendly. They're going to have costumes that are going to be encouraged. They're going to have safety measures in place for those families that are going to be driving through. So when you're getting your candy, the folks that are passing it out will have all the safety measures and precautions in place there. They do want to ask that folks RSVP if you're planning on attending because it could get fairly busy and they just want to have a gauge of how much candy and how many people to expect at the event.
Sounds like it's going to be a howling good time.
Whoa.
I can't resist.
Yeah, of course not. That was a good one, though.
Thank you.
So let's see if you can get one for this. Midway Village Museum, they're hosting their Evening of Illumination. This is on Friday from 7 to 9. So you can basically get all dressed up, go to the Midway Village Museum. They are going to have a tour. You can attend a Victorian mummy unwrapping party. They're going to visit a Victorian wake and learn about mourning customs. It's a guided by lantern light around the 13-acre Victorian village. The guests will visit 7 15-minute interactive stations. So admission for this, of course, is also pre-registration only. They're going to be taking guests around in different groups so that you're all very safe and socially distant. So be sure to check this out on Friday evening if you want a little spooky history for you.
I don't know, Andrea. Usually my daddy unwraps my mummy.
Oh, geez.
I mean, you can't set me up like that. You just can't.
That was the best one. You ended with the best one, so I'm impressed.
Thank you. I'm very proud of it. These events and more at GoRockford.com. Andrea from the Rockford Area Convention and Visitors Bureau. As always, thank you for joining us, and have a great Halloween weekend. I hope that despite the weird year that we're having, it's a fun holiday weekend for your kids.
Thank you so much. Yep, we have to make the most of it, that's for sure.